Section 2. You will hear a tour guide from Pine Garden giving visitors a general introduction to each part of the area. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 14. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 14.
Hello, I'd like to welcome you all to Pine Garden. My name is Manuel. Before you wander off and begin your exploration of the garden, I'm going to keep all of you informed of several things about this building. I know you're eager to start your wandering and exploring, so I will try to keep this as short as possible. Firstly, I think I should explain to you something that you can do with your ticket. If you're much more into nature, the optimal section is our planting area, where all the visitors can plant small flowers and bulbs on their own. These plants will gradually grow and then become part of our garden. The activities of planting are totally free. However, if your hands are sensitive, we strongly recommend you to buy a pair of garden gloves in order to protect your skin. Also here at Pine Garden, we use wooden materials from the trees that have been felled in our very own pine forest to make carved goods. If you are interested and want to get involved and try by yourself, you can join one of our bush timbering lessons for free, where you'll have the opportunity to make your own keyring with the help of a skilled craftsman. Our aviary is the most popular attraction, where you can see a whole range of bird species. More surprisingly, it is free to enter this section. Yet you should pay a small amount of supplement for the entry to the hummingbird section. Also, the insect section that is not very far from the aviary might arouse your interest. There you will find a number of interesting insects, such as butterflies, pocket ladybugs, dragonflies, and so on, and there's no extra charge. Unfortunately, some areas are now temporarily limited to visitors today. For example, the gift shop that closed earlier this year will remain out of bounds for another month or so. As I have said before, the restaurant still offers free food and snacks for you, and if you do feel like purchasing a gift, why not buy that special potted bush or orchid from our plant care center? What's more, our new treetop cafe is now in the process of construction. It will be very compelling when it's finished. Actually, our model town has already opened in advance. That is of great interest to the public. Also, our tourist office is ordinarily available to give tourists many aids, but the officer is sick at home. Please do not be disappointed by this, since our open visiting areas also provide quite an experience.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 15 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 15 to 20.
I'd also like to introduce our plant experts responsible for the wonderful plant exhibitions here at Pine Garden. Mrs. Mary is one of our specialists, who is personally in charge of our awesome displays that can all be found in the local wild nature. Mr. Burson is responsible for looking after varieties of plants that grow in much drier and hotter climates than ours, which is a difficult task. Although it does mean there's no need to conserve water for it. If you go into the glasshouse, there are a large number of plants that he has managed to grow without any need for rain or irrigation. Mr. Smith is in charge of keeping all the visitors fed at our restaurant. By growing varieties in the earth and on trees and bushes that are edible. Now, Mr. Nunny here is our specialist on the most universally growing plant in the world, grass. You may have noticed how beautifully green and lush our grounds are, thanks to his specialist knowledge. Mr. O'Canlan guarantees our soil is compiled with nutrients. All the specialist habitats are hence supported and encouraged. He succeeded in doing this by fertilizing the earth with his special formula that he originally constructed by himself. Finally, I'd like to invite you all to meet Dr. Mandelson, the manager of our landscaping team, who works closely with all the other experts to make sure everybody works together to create a landscape that is pretty as well as sustainable. Well, that just about rounds it up. Now, if anyone has questions...
That is the end of section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 3.